make the connection.
Passenger service to the Patchcock system routed through Vardiel and Sostos. Vardiel, Rafa remembered, was the ancient seat of the Morallines. Ronnie pored over the display in his copy of The Investor's Guide to Familius Regnant Territories, a guide cube purchased in the Guernsey Republic.
It's an awfully roundabout approach. I'll bet they don't ship freight that way. If this is accurate, there are two near jump points, with easy vectors to Brot, Vesely, and Tambor. And Tambor's a direct to Rockhouse.
Morallines like control, but why not? It's their investment base.
George glanced around their cabin and shrugged elaborately. Rafa glared. If they were being monitored, his glance and shrug would look as stagey to anyone else as it did to her. They had agreed not to discuss their plans once on board the ship to Patchcock. The system itself, yes, since none of them had been there. The other passengers were all on business transfers, older men and women whose conversation was full of technical detail. Rafa strained her ears and memory to interpret them, but the veneer of chemical knowledge she'd picked up on music didn't help her penetrate the dense thickets of jargon. They had dropped into the Patchcock system before one of the other passengers, an older woman, spoke to the young people.
Are you in Bioset or Synthesis?
Neither. I don't even know what they are. I'm just a tourist, really.
Ah.
During the pause, Rafa could almost see the cascades of decision points in the other's mind.
You're with a family?
Though the words were polite, Rafa understood that meant rich, spoiled, idle. But that was the most harmless hypothesis, so she didn't react.
Yes, my aunt's trying to get me involved in business, and I told her I needed to travel more. I am hoping to visit some of the pharmaceutical facilities here.
Here? Where did you hear about them?
I went to school with Otala Morallines.
Were you planning to visit her?
Is she here? I thought she lived on Vardiel. At least when she was in school, we visited there.
No, I mean, yes, she still lives with her family, the last I heard. I just wondered why you were here.
Well, Otala bragged about the facilities. My aunt, you see, has investments in pharmaceuticals, so I told her I'd like to see these and others.
A good excuse for traveling, then?
Rafa smiled and leaned closer.
Yes, and you see, my family doesn't approve of Ronnie. This way they think I'm traveling on business for Aunt Marta. Ronnie and I met a long way from the capital.
And the other young man?
Ronnie's friend George. Well, of course, I know George, too, but everyone knows Ronnie and George travel together, so it's less obvious that I, you know.
I think it's incredible that you family people go through all these maneuvers. Why not just take your shares and go live with the boy, if that's what you want?
I couldn't do that. It's just not done.
She had never thought of it. The idea sat in her mind, staring back at her. She forced herself to ignore it. The Guernsey Tourist Cube had an account of the Patchcock incursion, under investors' warnings, possible political instability, far more extensive than what Rafa remembered vaguely from school. Ronnie read the section.
Captain Serrano told me about that. I wonder how the Guernsey found out about the terms of the Glasgow contract.
They said they'd bought raw materials from the Patchcock system.
They probably had agents of their own poking around.
I suppose. In the aftermath of the incursion, it would have been easier to start manufacturing the drugs here. Retooling the lines wouldn't be as obvious if they needed complete rebuilding anyway.
How are we going to approach this?
Didn't you hear what I told those people in the lounge? My Aunt Marta has pharmaceutical investments. She asked me to gather background. She has.
The two others looked at her in disbelief.
I was in the Guernsey Republic and heard about Patchcock. That's all I have to say. We'll see where it goes from there.
Something's going on. I'm just not sure Otala's aunt is as stupid as she pretends to be.
I don't think she's stupid at all. But she may be baffled by the family. And if they're manufacturing illegal pharmaceuticals, perhaps they're even drugging her.
If they could do that, they could get their shares back.
Wait. It's all about the rejuvenation process. And the legal changes. What do you want to bet? That Otala's aunt hasn't had the new one. Maybe none at all. But if she did, it was the Stowchaster.
How do you figure that?
Because it changed the inheritance laws. And it's going to change the laws about cognitive competence. The ones that caused your aunt so much trouble, Ronnie.
What? I don't see how the kind of rejuvenation someone has matters much.
Weren't you listening to them at all? Because the Stowchaster procedure couldn't be repeated, but people kept trying it and going bonkers. First, they made it illegal to do repeats. Then they changed the law so that a crazy senior couldn't tie up a family's assets forever.
Yes, but now it's not illegal. The new procedures...
can now be legally repeated, yes. And we have laws about how competency affects inheritance, but no laws dealing with indefinitely extended lives. Think, Ronnie. Suppose your father, or mine, lives, well, hundreds of years, if not forever. Those of our class who've been expecting to inherit a tidy living will wait, having our own rejuvenations, until they finally die.
But nobody's going to live that long.
Are you sure? I'm not. The oldest serial rejuvenants are now in their 90s. The oldest people now alive use the Stowchaster, which they can't repeat. In the next decade or so, the balance will shift until all the rejuvenants are repeats. Maybe the first generation of them will be content with only a few rejuvenations, but someone's going to want to live a lot longer. Will your father give up his position in the family business just because he hits 80 or 100 or 120? I doubt it. And the law is set up to test competency, not age. And if the Moralines think they have a corner on the process, they're not going to want a nosy old aunt, whom they cannot control because she can't rejuve anyway, poking around in their business backyard.
Even if they're manufacturing the drugs illegally, does this mean they're adulterating them? I don't see that it follows.
Perhaps not. But if you wanted to control a good bit more than one end of the pharmaceutical industry, wouldn't you be tempted to slip a few attitude adjustments into the mix? Lorenza certainly did.
We are going to be very careful on Patchcock. Very, very careful.
The Serrano Legacy, Winning Colors, is a graphic audio production. Copyright 2002, Elizabeth Moon. All rights reserved. Production copyright 2008, The Cutting Corporation. All rights reserved. Performed by Nanette Savard, Colleen Delaney, David Coyne, Tess Rowan, Michael John Casey, Terrence Aselford, Sonny Lasky, M.B. Van Dorn, Michael Glenn, James Konacek, Dylan Lynch, Thomas Penny, Peter Stray, Lily Beacon, Richard Rowan, Elizabeth Demery, Andy Clements, Ken Jackson, and Mort Shelby. Directed by Nanette Savard. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Chris Rowan. Additional original music by Chris Rowan. If you enjoyed Serrano Legacy, be sure to look for the Deathstalker series, available at Road Stops Everywhere, at 1-800-670-5220 or at www.graphicaudio.net.